This is Tom Murray with the WGXC News. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. W.T. Eckert breaks the news in the Daily Mail that Catskill's Wholesome cement plant is closing permanently, according to a New York State Department of Conservation Environmental Notice Bulletin. They'd previously been in a temporary state of closure. The February 22nd completed application, the February 22nd completed application stated the DEC reviewed Wholesome's request to, quote, dispose of the remaining raw meal slurry currently stored on site in the currently active cement kiln dust landfill, unquote, Eckert writes. Green County legislator Forrest Cotton, Democrat from Catskill, wonders in the story what will become of the site, quote, if they are pulling the plug and leaving, I certainly don't want another American Thermostat, a Superfund site in South Cairo, where they pull the plug on a chemical disaster or an environmental disaster and just walk away and get away with it, unquote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Ariel Zangla of the Daily Freeman reports on the live web stream the paper hosted Friday, February 24th, with New York Department of Transportation Commissioner Joan McDonald. She addressed infrastructure concerns in the area after last year's storms and said last week's State Route 42 in Greene County was completed ahead of schedule and under budget, the final major road repair after the August storms. You can read that full story and watch videos of that interview in the Daily Freeman.
So I know in Greene County, some of the legislators there had concerns with the state's ability to reimburse municipalities on a timely basis.
Right, right.
So what is the state doing in regards to those issues?
You know, first of all, I experienced and saw firsthand what the impact was both to our state infrastructure and also to the local infrastructure. I was in Greene County and Ulster County and Delaware and Broome, and saw the impact, great and small. You know, some of the hardest hit were Prattsville, Margaretsville. It was devastating. And while at DOT we focused on the roads and bridges, the human factor was evident every time you turned around. In fact, we were very excited. Last week, we opened our last project, which was in Greene County, the Route 42 project that came in ahead of schedule and under budget. We were very glad of. The way the process works with FEMA it's got its real strengths, and it also has some weaknesses. And the way the process works is you have to spend the money, and then it's a reimbursement basis. And the state, the agreement between the state of New York and FEMA is the feds pick up 75% to 80% of the costs, and then the state and or local government picks up the remainder. My understanding is that some of the things that are still being worked through are some of the housing issues. The reimbursement, we're working with the local governments to expedite that to make sure it happens.
The Potter Hollow Schoolhouse in the town of Renzelville in Albany County was placed on the National Register of Historic Places on January 4th, according to an article in the Greenville Mountain View Pioneer. The one-room schoolhouse was built in 1853, according to the article, quote, in response to the educational reform movement of the mid-19th century, unquote. The school, also known as Potter Hollow District number 19, closed in 1954. It is owned by the Greenville School District, and the Greenville Educational Foundation is restoring the building. Schoolhouse number 5, a one-room facility in Hamden in Delaware County, also known as Upper Dunk Hill School, opened from 1858 to 1954, also got the distinction last June 10th, 2011. El Zera of Art Info interviews lead architect Shohia Shigematsu, quote, the man at the helm of the Hudson Project, unquote, Marina Abramovic's planned Center for the Preservation of Performance Art in Hudson at the corner of Columbia Street and 7th Street in the former community tennis building. He details some of the project that is to include architect Rem Koolhaas. Inside the main space will be a sort of main theater space with wide angles and very comfortable chairs for endurance performances. Plans also include a, quote, library, meditation room, gym, something to do with the body and mind, and a back of the house, including offices, meeting rooms, storage, and classrooms, unquote. The budget varies from bare bones $4 million to a world of lifting stages at $15 million. Then lead architect Shihui Shigematsu ends the interview with this exchange. Quote, "We were thinking about redeveloping Hudson into an art destination. That's also part of her ambition, not just this venue, but Hudson as a city to become a place where many performances and even events can happen." Unquote. Art Info, "Can you tell us more about her proposed hotel?" Quote, "We are conceptualizing where the hotel would be. There's a vision in the main scheme which includes a main square where the hotel would look, would sit and have synergy with the venue. The performance venue will look at into this square. It's a similar thing, almost like a reflection of what's happening in our building itself. Many activities happen around the main stage." Unquote. Art Info, "Is OMA taking on the design of the hotel too?" Quote, "Design? No, this is an existing building. She's talking to many hotel developers, including Andre Balaz, but we don't know anything yet. The idea is to make a more focused presentation to potential donors and potential artists and developers, whoever wants to contribute." Unquote. You can read that full story in Art Info. Today is Monday, February 27th, 2012, and the National Weather Service predicts a slight chance of rain after 4 p.m. Monday in East Durham. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high near 48. Monday night, there's a slight chance of rain mixing with snow after 10 p.m. with a low around 29. The forecast for the rest of the week, Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 40, low around 25. Wednesday, a chance of snow showers before 1 p.m., then rain and snow likely between 1 and 4 p.m., then rain, snow, and sleet likely after 4 p.m., cloudy with a high near 35. Overnight, snow and sleet is likely, becoming all snow after 7 p.m., cloudy with a low around 29. And then Thursday, there's a 50% chance of snow, cloudy with a high near 35 and a low around 24. This is the fourth Monday of the month, and there is a village board meeting in Catskill. It's at 7 p.m. Columbia County, there's a Board of Supervisors, Economic Development, Planning, Tourism, Agriculture, Transportation and Committee meetings at 5 p.m. at 401 State Street in Hudson. In Halcott, there's a town meeting at 7 p.m. at the Town Hall at 813 Route 3 in Halcott Center. Hudson, the Common Council Police Committee meets at 6 p.m. The Fire Committee meets at 6:45 p.m. at City Hall, 520 Warren Street in Hudson. Philmont, the Local Development Corporation, meets at 7 p.m. at the Village Hall, 124 Main Street. And Stuyvesant, the Planning Board, meets at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 5 Sunset Drive, Stuyvesant. And you can call 758-6248 for more information about meetings in Stuyvesant. Sunrise Monday is at 6:35 and sunset is at 5:43 p.m. Moonrise is at 9 a.m. Monday and moonset is at 11:39 p.m. The Western Conference All-Stars beat the Eastern Conference All-Stars 152-149, with Kevin Durant and LeBron James both had 36 points at the NBA All-Star Game Sunday. Tonight, the New Jersey Devils play at the New York Rangers at 7:30 p.m. on NBC Sports Network. And Monday, February 27th, tune in to the Monday Musical Matinee from noon to 2 p.m. with Lincoln Mayorga on WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.